Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Father Paul Seil, pastor of St. Bernadette's Church in Orchard Park, but soon to be pastor of Our Lady of Perpetual Help in Buffalo, joining us live this morning to talk about COVID restrictions, many of them being lifted in many places this week with that 70% vaccination rate. But Father Seil, what about church? What's lifted? What hasn't been lifted?
First, I want to say I spilled my coffee when I heard that Brian was doing a wedding.
I bet you did.
Do you have any tips for me?
And all I want to say is, Brian, I don't come in and do the news for you, so you
maybe you could.
My job, all right. But anyway, aside from that, in all seriousness, the Diocese of Buffalo, Catholic Diocese, Roman Diocese, issued some guidelines again on June 15th based on the news. And now masks are optional, but we're still being asked. To keep somewhat of a distance from different households. We're still asked to, some of the restrictions are lifted, many of them are lifted, yet there's still some caution, especially for those who may not be vaccinated. We want to be careful about those people or anyone who still has an immune system that would be compromised in any way, you know?
Yeah, it's. I would have to imagine it can be a tricky situation. I mean, it's one of a few areas where I can think of where, I mean, you really do have everyone from age 0 to 90-something, all in the same place at one time.
That's true. That's part of being the family of faith. It's all different ages and different types of folks and that diversity. So what we're doing at St. Bernadette's for now, we're still sanitizing, but we're going to cut back on that. As of the beginning of July, we've been having two masses on Sunday morning in separate locations, one in our gym that's set up for mass and one in the church as usual at 8:30 and 11 o'clock. So we're going to be moving all our services, our worship back into the church beginning the first day of July. So that gives us, a couple of weeks to kind of prepare for this as well.
A lot of people have missed choirs over the past 15 months. What about choirs? Can they come back?
Not according to the diocesan COVID committee headed by our director of worship, Father Sean Paul Fleming. They say according to the recent guidance of the state, singing is still supposed to be with individuals at least 12 feet apart and subject to protective measures. So they're asking that kind of be still diminished. And we're not supposed to share worship aids like hymnals or things like that. And we're still not allowed to put the water into the fonts, with baptismal water and holy water is a big thing to Catholics to remind us of our baptism. So those are some restrictions that still are in place. Now, in our church, music is definitely back, and it's done at a distance, and it's safe and everything. So we're pretty much in keeping with all of those guidelines. The other thing is that Father Sean Paul recommends that this over the summer maybe to rehearse and get choirs together in the hopes that probably in the early fall it might be time to bring full choirs back. So that's where we are right now.
You mentioned, some of the people making these decisions for the diocese. How much of the parishioners' comfort level is taken into consideration here? Are there like polls, or is there a plan to, maybe do like almost a, I know it would take a lot of work, but like a diocese-wide survey or something of the like, just to kind of get a sense of what people want to see come back sooner rather than later?
Brian, you're killing me this morning.
I'm putting you to work.
Everybody in the diocese, great. We got enough things we're going through this road to renewal and redevelopment and all these other things. There's a lot going on in the diocese. And again, I don't know that a poll would assist or not. I think it's really, in many ways, been up to what the pastoral team, the pastor and the ministry at the church has kind of, implemented. So I don't see a poll as, because I think we're at the point now where, people are, they're comfortable or they're not, and they come or they don't. And there's other options, too, and other local churches to which people can go where the rules are more relaxed or more strict. And so people do have a lot of choices in that. And really, here at St. Bernadette's, at least, for the most part, people have been extremely positive about the measures we've taken to try to ensure their safety and everybody's safety. And so, you know, for now, that's kind of where what we're doing. I think I did get an email yesterday complaining about the lack of holy water in the fonts, but you know that's something that's, you know, down the road. I mean, for the most part, I've seen the numbers increase dramatically over the last several weeks. I still do wear a mask when I'm at the altar, when I'm distributing communion, and that is still recommended by the diocese that those giving out Holy Communion would wear a mask to protect anybody who might be vulnerable or particularly susceptible to any illness. And I'm going to say this. I have found for myself that I didn't get bronchitis. I didn't get walking pneumonia. I haven't had any of those respiratory things in over a year, and I think that's probably because of the distance, but also the masks that I've been wearing, because dealing with many people as I do as a priest, you know, you're standing at the doors of the church, or you're going to visit the sick in the hospital, and you get you're a little bit more exposed to those other illnesses. But we're moving along, and I think we're in pretty good position right now that most people are comfortable. And of course, if anyone in my parish needs to, you know, talk to me about, well, we're worried about this or that, they're certainly free to do so.
You know, a lot of people got comfortable with the live stream every Sunday. Is that going to continue?
Well, at St. Bernadette's it will, although there is the suggestion that because now there's an obligation to attend Mass that there's no reason to have that. But we're going to have it here because, first of all, it costs us nothing in time or energy. All we do now is, I mean, the initial investment was pretty high last year, over $15,000 for these cameras and technology, but now you just push a button and it's on. So, you know, there's always going to be people who can't come to a Mass. The numbers watching the live stream have dropped. We were at about 80 for the weekday Masses, and this morning, at weekday Mass at 7 a.m., I believe we were at 14 viewers. So that, you know, that tells you that most people, and besides that, you know, Catholics don't have to go to Mass on the weekday. So that means that people are watching either for the homily or for just to be kind of part of that experience, even remotely. So we're going to keep doing it, although I know they're recommending that it be limited to one Mass a weekend or of course, funerals and weddings and baptisms, every time we've done a funeral especially, or the limited weddings but a number of baptisms, we always get a number of viewers. And sometimes, many times, the comments are not from family members. They're from people who just kind of tune in to watch a wedding. So, you know, that's going to continue here at St. Bernadette's. And I'm sure in some limited capacity at many churches that are doing this, they'll continue.
Yeah, I've been among those. You know, I'm tuning in. I'm watching you. I'm taking notes, getting prepared to do a ceremony myself.
Facebook this weekend or streaming live, Brian? I'd watch that.
we'll see if we can make it happen. Hey, Father Sile, thanks as always for the time. It's Father Paul Sile, St. Bernadette's Parish, joining us to talk a little bit about some of the restrictions still in church along the Buffalo Diocese.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.